They've increased the rigor without preparing students for that jump in competence for where they want them to be. So the assumption that they have skills to meet the rigor is a little bit of a faulty assumption.
Elementary school teacher Sharon Peichel is among the many educators calling the implementation of the Common Core learning standards rushed. The outcry over these standards has brought teachers and parents together, united with similar complaints. Parent Shannon Stiles says teachers should have been versed in the standards first before they were presented to students.
Of course, we want kids to do better when they get to college. We want to have them college and career ready. But it needed to be implemented differently. It's like kids left school in June in one grade level and they came back two grade levels ahead. So it's like they just missed a whole grade of school pretty much. And that's what I have a problem with.
The uproar regarding the rollout of the Common Core has even caused the New York State Legislature to call on the State Board of Regents to delay the effects of the standards for 2 years. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver says the department must help teachers adjust to the standards before moving forward.
Common Core may be beneficial, probably is beneficial, but you can't thrust it upon students, on faculty, and on administrators.
In just last week, the State Board of Regents adopted several measures to delay the full implementation of Common Core until 2022. The changes include reducing the amount of local testing associated with the teacher evaluation law. New York State Education Commissioner John King says the adjustments also originally ensured that no teacher would be unfairly removed as a result of Common Core assessments. He says they'll revisit the idea in April.
We think there's tremendous urgency to get a Common Core implementation right in every district, but we acknowledge that the implementation has been uneven across districts. The goal of the adjustments is to ensure that we do everything possible to support the success of our students.
There weren't any teacher protections there hardly to begin with anyway. We already have an appeals process where if it doesn't make any sense, the evaluation doesn't make any sense, we could appeal it to an arbiter.
That's Buffalo Teachers Federation leader Phil Rumore. He referred to these latest revisions as putting a Band-Aid on a broken leg. The teachers' union leader even considers it a slap in the face to Governor Andrew Cuomo. Cuomo said the adjustments weren't good enough. In a written statement, he said the recommendations are another in a series of missteps by the State Board of Regents. Cuomo also said the recommendations are too little and too late for parents and students.
I support the Common Core agenda. New York is one of 45 states to adopt Common Core, but the way the Common Core has been managed by the Board of Regents is flawed.
But New York State Regents Chancellor Emeritus Robert Bennett maintains the Common Core standards as written are not flawed.
If it was too fast or too much too soon, if that's what flawed means, then we'll take a look at that and we'll look at the districts that are not ready and we'll take a look at the districts that are ready. And what I would like to do is have the districts that are ready help the districts that aren't ready.
Bennett says New York State can't afford to miss out on the benefits of Common Core. Still, many question why it feels like the state is taking the lead with implementing the learning standards. Neil McCluskey is with the Cato Institute. He says in order to understand the push for Common Core, you have to go back to 2009 when the federal government created the economic stimulus package.
And the stimulus included a relatively small piece of money that became the Race to the Top Fund, $4.35 billion. And the Obama administration said the way we're going to use this money is we're going to say, if you want to compete for part of this money, you must adopt standards that are common to a number of states, and you get the most points if a majority of states have adopted those standards.
But follow the money trail. McCluskey says in order for states to get Race to the Top funds, they had to adopt the Common Core before it was even published.
Then what happened was, to sort of cement this, most states said they would use the Common Core, with the exception of Texas, Alaska, Virginia, and Nebraska. But not everybody won Race to the Top money. Now, New York did, so this locked New York into the Common Core.
McCluskey adds that the first states in the country to adopt Common Core received the most Race to the Top funds. He said New York State was able to garner the most money because of its enthusiastic reception of the standards. But not so, says Regent Bennett. Bennett points to taking the lead because New York was the first to base state tests on the standards.
There's general agreement, I think, that the learning standards are good, they're valuable. The question is, Who understands them? Which districts did it well? Which districts lagged, didn't do it well? And what do we do about that? We really have to make sure all districts are on board.
Governor Cuomo also recently formed a panel to examine the rollout of the learning standards and make recommendations for improvement before the end of this year's legislative session. But Lisa Rudley with New York State Allies for Public Education says even the panel itself is flawed. She says it's unfairly stacked with Common Core supporters.
That's an issue because it removes the objectivity of evaluating what the real issues are of the Common Core standard. One of the biggest issues that I find offensive about this panel is that it did not have any representation of special education teachers or early childhood or elementary teachers.
Governor Cuomo said that no decision should be made on Common Core until the panel makes its recommendations. Rudley argues that action should be taken immediately.
I think that the standards in and of themselves need to be highly scrutinized. There are so many reports and records and research showing that these standards are flawed and they left a lot of people out of the conversation. So in the words of Dr. Joe Rella from Long Island, we need to stop, fix it, or scrap it.
But beyond implementation, many believe the Common Core learning standards are developmentally inappropriate and the worst way to prepare students for the future. Tomorrow you will hear why many believe Common Core isn't the answer and why some feel that it is. Ashley Hertzel, WBFO News.